Hello, my name is Marco Vischer. When I began writing The Power of Nuclear, I wanted to write the incredible story of a technology so unusual it was misunderstood from the beginning. It's a tale of life and death, hope and fear, rather than merely looking into what we might do with nuclear power. I wondered, what is nuclear power doing to us? Here are five insights from my book I would like to share with you today. The enthusiasm about nuclear power was always exaggerated. It was a time of warnings of depleting fossil reserves, leaders in the Middle East limiting oil exports, the first news articles on rising carbon emissions and the possibility of a warming planet. Then came nuclear power. Clean, modern, cheap. In the 1950s, the first nuclear plants opened with grand promises. This was the future. Throughout human history, we had known scarcity. Now, an abundant energy source loomed. Only 1 gram of uranium could produce as much energy as 3 tons of coal. Just imagine. In countries facing drought, nuclear plants could provide energy for desalination, eliminating conflicts over scarce water. They could power large-scale fertilizer production, ensuring fertile fields. Nuclear energy could fuel trains, ships, planes. The possibilities seemed endless. A cigar lighter with an atomic pocket battery, anyone? Well, not so fast. Some things proved more difficult to realize. But most importantly, it was naive to believe a new energy source would be adopted without resistance. In the 1950s, the fossil fuel industry was already so powerful, it was hard to eat away a substantial portion of its business. Western societies were already changing, with rising living conditions allowing some to criticize, even ridicule, the notion of progress and turn their backs on science and technology, without facing consequences, of course. But most of all, it was foolish to think people would remain excited about an energy source that was introduced to the world in a bomb that scared the hell out of us. 2. The fear of nuclear power was always exaggerated. Long before Chernobyl, there were fears that a nuclear reactor could not be contained. A simple malfunction or mistake could release invisible radiation, causing a spike in cancer and deformities. Storage containers with highly radioactive waste could burst. A reactor could even explode like a bomb. In Europe, these fears were popularized by Gunther Schwab in his 1958 novel Der Tanz mit dem Teufel, Dance with the Devil. He founded the World Union for Protection of Life, which opposed the construction of nuclear plants as early as the 1960s. Historians have acknowledged Schwab's significant role in shaping the anti-nuclear movement, and his book is seen as a standard work on environmental protection. But Schwab was wrong. Of all the ways we produce energy, accidents happen, from mining resources to managing waste. Tally the deaths per kilowatt hour, and 3 sources come out safest by far: solar, wind, and nuclear power. Why? A nuclear plant doesn't emit greenhouse gases or air pollutants. The waste from nuclear reactors is well managed and has never made anyone sick. The uranium inside the reactor doesn't have the destructive power of a bomb. Safety measures are extensive, making accidents rare events. There's nothing mysterious about radiation, which occurs in nature all around us. It's easily detectable, and scientists understand its effect on our bodies. We now know that in the event of a meltdown in a typical nuclear reactor, the exposure to radiation among the general public is so low, it can't do damage. Oh, by the way, Gunther Schwab was not a left-wing tree-hugger. He was a Nazi who joined the SA in the 1930s and became a Sturmführer. After the war, he remained a staunch supporter of eugenics, lamenting the loss of prestige of the white race. For his writings, he was regularly accused of racism. Schwab hated nuclear power for the same reasons some anti-nuclear activists do today. The loss of traditional life, our connection with nature, the onset of a modern age for all. But wait, what about Fukushima? 3. In Fukushima, nobody died from radiation. Fukushima has become a symbol of nuclear catastrophe, just like Hiroshima. On 11 March 2011, the day Japan was struck by one of the world's worst earthquakes and a monstrous tsunami that killed 20,000 people, one of the nuclear plants had a problem cooling the fuel rods in the reactor. This led to the meltdown of 3 reactors. Many saw hydrogen explosions on TV, thinking, so this is what a nuclear disaster looks like. But the big story of Fukushima is not what happened, but what didn't happen. People did not go to hospitals with acute radiation sickness. In 2 reports, the United Nations Scientific Committee on the Effects of Atomic Radiation showed there has been no increase in cancer, birth defects, or heart attacks. In fact, no discernible increase in any health effects linked to radiation exposure. Nor does the UN expect such an increase. That's because the radiation dose incurred by the population was, in the words of the UN, low or very low. The science says nobody died from radiation released in Fukushima, and nobody will die from it. However, UN scientists did find public health effects. More people suffer from depression, post-traumatic stress, obesity, diabetes, high blood pressure, alcoholism, especially among the tens of thousands who were told to evacuate, losing their homes, their jobs, and their sense of community. Years later, a study by several universities deemed the evacuation excessive, even a mistake. The public health crisis is not due to radiation, but to the idea that a nuclear disaster must spell doom. 4. On nuclear innovation, don't believe the industry hype. You've probably heard it. A wave of innovation is changing the face of nuclear power. There's much talk about small modular reactors and molten salt reactors using thorium. One design is perfect for coastal cities, the other for remote areas. Smaller, safer, more flexible. This is advanced nuclear. And of course, all these new reactors are cheaper and faster to build. Now, what message does it send? When nuclear enthusiasts want to do things differently, they reinforce the opponent's main point. Today's nuclear plants are flawed. It's as if there are fundamental problems with reactors currently in use, as if these are not advanced. Let's be clear. The problems with nuclear power have nothing to do with technology. The problems are between our ears. Innovation can be useful, of course. But aren't we a little bit naive if we believe the fancy PowerPoint presentations by startups looking for investors? 5. Now might be the right time for a nuclear revival. Imagine that nuclear power did not exist. No atomic bomb, no Hiroshima, no nuclear plant, no Chernobyl. What if someone today figured out how to safely produce energy that would not pollute the air or heat up the planet, a clean source available 24/7? What if that new energy source required few resources, available pretty much everywhere? What if it offered the possibility of reliable and affordable energy needed in poor and emerging countries to industrialize and prosper? And what if this source produced only a tiny bit of waste, better shielded from the environment than any other industrial waste, and even recyclable? Yes, you heard that right. Surely, we wouldn't hesitate to develop such a mighty energy source, would we? Thank you for listening. I hope you'll enjoy reading The Power of Nuclear.